Hi everyone, welcome once again to the 24-bit podcast, and today we have some very interesting guests. We are going to talk about devices as we mostly do, but with a twist. If you are interested in a device in our market, and especially phones now cost quite a bit, there are so many factors at play here. We have taxation and all of those things. All of those have led to a rise in smartphone pricing, and especially if you're talking about premium smartphones, you're talking these days about six figures. So if you have the money at once, you can go and splash it on a swanky new device, and we'll give you all the details we've previously provided, or you can just spread out your payments, and there are several providers in the market that allow you to do that. And in this case, we're talking about Samsung's latest foldables. They're in the market. We've written about them and the pricing and everything, but they also provide us players, third parties that will help you get them almost in a no-freeze process. Okay, I am preempting, but we'll hear from them. So I want to introduce our guests.
Hi, Pauline Munyoki from Absa.
Hi, this is Rushab. I'm the founder of Badili Africa.
Good morning. My name is Rahema. I'm from Samsung.
Good. So we have Badili Africa and we have Absa in the house. They're both partners of Samsung in device financing, and we are going to be hearing a bit from them going forward. Now, we're going to start, and Nick is going to take us through the questions and ask our guests, so that if you're listening to this, you know exactly where to start. And if you're interested in saying in the flip, you know who to go to and all of the mechanisms.
All right. Thank you so much. And I think device financing, let me call it, it's like a new concept, especially in our market, because, if you travel a lot, especially in Europe, I mean, most of these companies offer a lot of device financing. You can come and do an exchange program, for example. And in Kenya, let me call it like it's a new concept in quotes. You know, maybe for starters, let me try to understand how, for example, does Absa in this case, how does your device financing plan work?
So Absa, we recently launched our Buy Now Lipa Pole Pole solution, which allows our customers to buy devices that they will not normally buy because of maybe the cost, or they have a challenge just raising up the money that is required to buy particular devices or any other sort of service or goods in the market. So Absa solution comes to fit in that gap, basically allowing our customers to make the purchase and Lipa Pole Pole up to 12 months. Yeah, it's fully self-enabled. Our customers just need to use their card, swipe their card, immediately get an SMS, convert their purchase through the different options that we have available.
Right. So
that's simple.
So this is only for Absa customers?
It is now, because you need a card to be able to make that purchase. But if you don't have an Absa card, you can walk into any of our branches, provide your income documents, we'll assess your credit worthiness, what amount of credit we can give you, then you can go ahead and do your purchase. As you repay, your limit opens up, allowing you to do another purchase for device or any other thing you want to buy.
I'm actually an Absa customer. I should pay you a visit.
Yes.
I think for Badili, in this case, your model is totally different, right?
Right.
It's like, a trading, you offer trading options.
Yeah.
Just take us through that.
Correct. So again, just before that, also about the buy now, pay later, it's a great step for the country in general. When the banks start falling into the category of launching their own BNPL platforms. So this would be a great, interesting, market to now see how this works. So Badili in general, so we're Africa's first re-commerce company. What that means in principle is we enable consumers to sell their old phones to us. Well, thanks to Samsung, they've been our first and the most important partner to us across our journey of the last 18 months. So what we principally enable is, if today you want to buy the latest Fold or Flip, and let's say you have the Fold 2 or Fold 3 or Samsung A71, you can just walk into almost any Samsung store across country, across Kenya. Samsung representatives and retailers are trained on how to evaluate the price of your old phone. So what would typically happen is you're walking in with your phone, your new phone is 100,000 shillings. As per Badili's algorithm, which all of the Samsung retailers have access to, the price of your old phone is, let's say, about 25,000. So now you only pay 75,000 to upgrade to a new phone. This has led to a lot of upgrades over the last four quarters. We've seen a lot of people are now trying to not just use BNPL platforms, but also use Badili's platform to buy their new phone and then sell their old phone for cash. Right, so that in principle is Badili.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I know Samsung has been doing a lot of these programs with the S-Series as well. And I think, you went more aggressively with the new foldables, you know, with these device financing plans. You know, and I think I was reading the, you know, the press release that you sent out when you closed the pre-orders, and you're talking about how successful it was, and of course, how it was supported by, of course, strategic partnerships, you know, with the device financing partners, like, of course, ABSA, Badili, you know, and all that, you know. So why was this the case? And of course, maybe also talk about the new foldables as well, and why they're really making this sales.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that. So yeah, you're right. We did just recently launch our foldable phones. That's the Z series, the Fold 5 and Flip 5. So this is our flagship models. We normally have a cycle of our launch season for our flagship products. So as you rightly said, we did have our S23, which we launched in the beginning of the year. And then we launched our Z series in the second half. So one thing that we've really been listening to is to our customers in terms of, you know, they do want to acquire these devices. They are aspiring to have these devices, the technology around it. You know, we're talking about foldable phones, you know, it's a very new technology. It's perceived out there as very innovative. So everyone wants to have a piece of this gadget. However, we have to be alive to the fact of, you know, the current, you know, economic situation, you know, what responsibilities that customers have in terms of, you know, how do they, their share of wallet, you know, what goes to which particular product. So it was important for us to create a platform or a program where we are enabling our customers to acquire devices at an affordable, comfortable way, without having to really strain their wallet, without really having to give up, you know, other products or other needs that they may have in their lives. And that's why we went out there. We have worked with Badili for quite some time since last year when we were launching other products. And what we've seen is that trade-in, at the beginning, it was a very new concept where, you know, you know, being in our society, you gift your old phone. When you're buying a phone, you gift someone else. Yeah, you never think that the concept of trading in was not there. But now bringing this concept of trading in your device, it has opened up even how the sellout, or rather how the products are moving in the market. So with Badili coming in has been a very important part of our plan to expand the smartphone market, because yes, you bring in your phone, you get an X value from it, and you're able to afford your device. So it's a discount of such, if you think about it. But then we also have to think about how can we ensure customers are buying products at a comfortable way. So yes, you walk into a store, a product is 100,000. The first thing you think about is, I don't have that kind of money. But when we went out there and looked for partners that are actually running a Lipa Pole Pole kind of program, we, you know, partnered with ABSA because of their buy now, pay later. Because this really just opens up the opportunity around acquiring these devices without having to break your bank, so to speak. At an affordable installment payment of up to 12 months. So really, the partnership between ABSA and even Badili is to give customers option. One, make it affordable, bring inclusivity, ensure that not everyone, you know, you don't have to have, you know, this crazy money in your account to afford a phone. You know, you can be able to afford it through comfortable installment payments, trading partners. And that's what has driven actually the success of these particular models. And it does not just end with the flagship models. We do also do trading on our entry models. So your A series. So it doesn't matter which product you have, we'll be able to run a trading program and a buy now, later, pay later program. So that has driven the success of our Z series launch and our flagships.
Interesting. So I'll turn to ABSA.
Yes.
You've offered device financing for a while now, but specifically just over the last few months is when you've launched the buy now Lipa Pole Pole program. So two questions for you. Why now? And then the next one is why Samsung?
Okay. So I can say it's timely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just looking at, for example, if I look at countries like Mauritius, 50% of their retail purchases are purely done on buy now, pay later. And we've seen the same trend happening in Kenya, especially for the last 4 quarters. And this mostly is because we're seeing a lot of digital adoption, e-commerce purchases also increasing, as I said, within the last 4 quarters. And also the impact of COVID, and also the, as she mentioned earlier on, issues around the economy, the buying power is sort of limited. But at the same time, people need to still do, you know, like content creators, they still need to get devices that they can produce good quality and earn a living. Students, they want devices that they can be able to study with. Use your phone now for your everyday work, your emails and the likes. You want to upgrade your phone, right? How do I do that? Yet I don't have the money. So this is timely for us to actually offer this solution. Again, as I said, give you a limit, allow you to be able to have that purchasing power at your hand when you're doing the purchase. Why partner with Samsung? It's a very strategic partnership. I think we've worked with Samsung for quite a while. It's been a success story. We've had good feedback from our customers in terms of the quality of the devices as well. And also the innovation around new products every now and then. So we believe strongly in innovation, empowering our communities through digitals and the likes. So, yeah. Happy for this partnership.
I was going to ask you what successes have come out, but you said you've already answered me. So I'll turn to Badile.
Yeah.
What successes? You guys have been working with Samsung going all the way back a year now.
Correct.
Yeah. So what successes can you share from this partnership, and also with regards to the device swapping and trading program in the country?
Right. So I would say, there are multiple success parameters that you usually want to track with this. As per our calculations, again, we don't want to quote the numbers per se, but we saw a very significant, about 12-digit increase in total sales by the retailers that had onboarded for the entire trading program. So we've seen this increasingly adapting in nature. As a business for us, I mean, just sort of taking away the entire business model, our business is principally twofold. We run trade-in programs for OEMs. After that, we repair and refurbish your phone to finally sell the phone back into the secondary markets. As a company, we've seen in just the last 18 months, we've seen significant milestones. We're now operating in Kenya, Uganda, and Tanzania, all three countries. It's going to be a very interesting thing for us to finally launch a similar partnership with Samsung in Tanzania as well. We've been in touch, and it's almost coming in. So very soon, Tanzanian consumers will also be able to trade in their old phone for a new one. We've done similar partnerships in Uganda as well. We are working already with a few Samsung key retailers and distributors, and that sort of is, you know, also just almost starting to kick in over the next few weeks or months as well. From a Samsung point of view, to be honest, we see Samsung became a launchpad for Badili to sort of, you know, make this entire trade-in facility and service sort of viral across the country. I mean, it actually got to a point where people started thinking that Badili was a Samsung brand. To be honest, we made a lot of leeway because of that. So as a company and as the founder, I'm sort of very happy and glad that, you know, we sort of made this partnership.
Interesting. And I like that bit. So if you're listening to this and you're from Tanzania, there's something for you.
Yeah.
Kama unatusikiza na wewe ni Mtanzania, kuna mambo mapya mazuri yanakuja. Turning to Samsung, and this is a question we've asked over, I think, the last 3-4 podcasts, because we've had a podcast for each of the last 3-4 generations of Samsung foldables. We keep asking this question, and we won't spare you today.
Yes.
We'll also ask you the same. And we've seen, over the last week, we've seen a number of foldable launches by competing brands. But Samsung has been here for over half a decade now. Affordables, the future of the smartphone, that's number one. Number two, where do foldables fit in your device planning and all of that? Because now you've been very consistent with foldables. hogging the entire limelight in the second half of the year. I mean, we still have traditional candy bar phones hogging the first half of the year. So where do foldables fit in the bigger picture? And are they the future? That future question to Muliza over and over again.
Yeah. Thank you for that. So the foldables is this is our fifth generation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So as you rightly put it, we have been at it for the past 5 years. Yes, competition has come in. Now there's more sort of awareness in the market about foldables. We've seen there's been competition. But one thing that, you know, for us as Samsung is we have perfected this over the years because we launched this, the first generation, the first and the second generation of foldables was really about introducing the category of foldable phones. So it was a new category that didn't exist. So that's what we... first was the first thing that we did in the first and second. The third and fourth generation was really about improving some of the design features of these phones. You know, what capabilities you're able to do with that. You know, you're multitasking with your foldables. You're able to do more on your cover screen and all that. But then with the fifth generation, is that bringing that completeness in terms of what now you can really do with these particular phones. If we look at the foldable category, it's a very unique sort of innovation around it. And really, it's what we are trying to do for the foldables, especially if we look at this the Z Fold. It's about maximizing productivity for our customers and just making sure that you're able, because we call it a PC in your pocket, yeah? You're able to do so much more with these particular phones that you would usually not do with your bar type kind of phones. So it's a new category and it is really driven by what consumers are looking for. Our phone nowadays is our tool of trade, yeah? It's our office, it's our, you know, it's a hybrid between your social and your business. So how do we merge those two? And that really is the future. So when you fold your phone, it's very portable, it's pocketable, you know, you can walk around it. You open the foldable screen you have for the fold, you have a 7.6 inch screen. Really, if you think about it, it's like you're holding a tablet. So you're really able to do more, you know, maximize your productivity and really enhance your life. You've got a screen, an immersive screen. So you're able to do, if it's watching videos, if, you know, if the customers who are into gaming, a really powerful platform for gaming because of even the processor and the technology behind it. If we look at the Flip, what we've really enhanced this year, because the Flip is what has really been enhanced this year in terms of the design, the cover screen is now fully usable. The previous foldable 4, a Flip 4, for those who had the Flip 4, we had a small 1.9-inch screen. Now it's increased to a 3.4-inch screen, and you're able to do lots of work around that screen without having to open the phone. Again, pocketability is one key thing. We're giving customers that comfort and, you know, slim-like design that you can do a lot without having to have this big gadget. So really redefining the design of what phones can do, the capability of phones, and that is the future. I think customers are looking for something innovative, something new. And this is what's driving the success of these particular foldables, yeah? Because it's unique, first of all, in its, the design. It's unique in terms of what you can do. If you're talking about multitasking, taskbar, you would not find this in your normal everyday phones. So just really giving customers that power to do more. And we will continue enhancing that with the foldables in the future. Addition to that is also about bringing connectivity, because these phones need to talk to all your devices, yeah? So if you've got your PC, your tablet or your laptop or your watch and your buds, all these devices are now connected to each other. So that is the future. Customers are now looking for that completeness, that when I'm working on my phone, I can then continue my work on my laptop. I can continue, you know, giving them that option, connect to your TV. So just ensuring that we have done that full connectivity to customers. And that really is the future of where we are heading. And not just foldables, really all our phones. That's what the direction we'd like to take.
Thank you. And that's a very interesting breakdown of your foldables. Now, a personal question. Since you use the Flip,
yes. What's
your favorite feature?
My Flip, the best feature is the FlexCam, because I can take photos from any angle. It doesn't limit me. Hands-free entertainment. So that's what I love. I can take photos. I can do so much more on the cover screen. Really, that giving me that power is the best. Yes.
Yeah. Great, thank you. I actually used all the foldables since the first generation. Actually, yes. It's always happy to see the kind of advancements, you know, Samsung's always putting into the foldables. But maybe, you know, just let me go back to Badili. You know, the trading market in Kenya is, again, it's a very new concept as well. And I think you're the biggest player in that space in Kenya, you know, right now. So from where you are sitting, and of course, having been in the market for a couple, how many years now?
18 months.
18 months?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, for the 18 months you've been in the market, you know, how would you describe this space?
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, I mean, we've not seen any other player doing trade in sort of in the organized market. There is obviously trading options available. If you walk into any retailer shop, they would probably buy your phone for a certain value. We're seeing this increasing significantly. I mean, just to sort of give our personal numbers over the last month, we've bought a few thousand devices just in the last 35, 40 days. So we're seeing, if I compare this to what we were doing about 3 quarters back, we were probably just about 20% of that. So I guess, and what's interesting is people are not just trading in to buy a Samsung phone. They're not just trading in a Samsung phone. Mm-hmm. They're now trading in even the other brands. I mean, so we're seeing Oppos and Technos and Infinixes coming in when people are trading in that to buy now a Samsung phone. So it's interesting. And I guess what I see now is, so we're just launching partnership with two of the largest telcos in the country. What's going to happen is you will now be able to trade in your phone, not just for a phone, but principally for any accessory. With a few of our partners, we've seen people coming in, selling their old phone and just taking an AirPod or some buds and all that combined. With a telco partnership, we've just sort of launched in Uganda. We're seeing people coming in, selling their phone and buying a bunch of airtime. So it's interesting. People are now just using their phone as cash. Right? So this is interesting. And we're seeing that as we verticalize and we launch trade-in, not just for smartphones, but other consumer electronics, I see that this is actually going to become a very interesting way for people to come in with their old tech. Especially, we see a lot of expats coming in. They've got a bunch of phones that they bought elsewhere. They don't know what to do with it. They do know that Badili is going to make it good again and set it back into the market. So there's that climate angle. But also what they do is they would just come in with 4 phones, get the entire value, and then just buy 100, 200,000 shillings phone out of that. And the only money that they end up paying is about 25, 35K. So it's interesting. People have now figured out interesting ways. And then as they have figured out, so we have also sort of partnered with similar sort of companies who can let us innovate, you know, on what else can we, you know, do this for. This is a conversation off the record with Rehema, maybe later on what all can we do with Samsung in that regard as well.
And yeah. which smartphones actually lead in terms of sales or inquiries?
Correct. In terms of what we're buying the most, interestingly, I was just looking at the data I was coming, S10 Plus. Mm-hmm. We've bought, if not thousands, like just near about 1,000 S10 Pluses, right? After that is it's the S21. So our top 5 hero products when it comes to buy, 4 of them are Samsungs. And a lot of them are the high-end Samsungs. But what we have seen off lately is there is a lot of demand. So it looks like the circulation of the A series, especially the A03, A03S, A03 Core, and then the A71s. They had, like, the country has a lot of those phones. But now the trade-in value of that is not significantly high.
Yeah.
So an A31 consumer is not coming into the store and buying a Fold 4. So these are the consumers who are now coming and saying, okay, the value of my phone is 6K. Now just give me airtime worth 6K. So I guess our challenge and our next opportunity is to get into the entry levels of Samsung A series, because clearly we see that's sort of the clear winner in terms of the numbers and volumes across the country.
Interestingly, I've actually met a lot of people always looking for the Samsung Notes.
Yes.
I don't know what kind of attachment people had with that one.
Yeah.
But
the Samsung Note was very popular. Very, very, very popular phone. And one of the things that made it very popular was the S Pen.
Yeah.
Because it came with a pen. Now, we launched the S23 Ultra. S23 Ultra comes with a pen inbuilt. So we've actually seen also that in terms of sales, that's a very popular model. And because it's taking over from where the Note, we're actually converting the Note customers to this. And even as Resha be saying, in terms of trading, we find a lot of also Note customers are trading in their device to buy like the S23 Ultra because of the similarity in terms of what you can do with that. Also, the folder, the Z Fold comes with an S Pen,
yep.
Though it's not inbuilt. It comes with when you buy with a cover. But that pen really is something that Note users are actually hesitant to even give up the current notes that they're having. But just to pick up something Rishabh has said in terms of trading, from what we've seen also from our end, is that trading seems to really work with flagships. Either, I think, in terms of awareness in that category of target audience, probably they are aware of, you know, the trading and also the value they are getting. So we are seeing more and more, there's a lot more demand when we launch. Is there, you know, customers will inquire, is there a trading option? For the entry level, I think we still need to get there, maybe because, yes, of the value they are getting out of it, but also probably within that entry segment, there's a lot of, you know, passing over the phone to, you know, someone else who's really in need of it rather than trading in. So we're trying to see how we can also incentivize and make sure that we are able to also capture the entry level customers to trade in, because then we're able to upgrade them to new phones.
I mean, backdrops, I mean, she spoke about capturing the entry level customer. And I think, you know, one of the things we've seen with the financing model is you're mostly targeting, you know, the high-end customer, right? I mean, we're talking about, of course, the foldables, which are like, you know, they have a specific, you know, of course, market price and all that. So maybe just talk about this. And, you know, of course, other than just smartphones, do you have any other financing model for other electronics, you know, with other brands and all that?
Yeah, okay. Just to, you know, to sort of demystify that, we are not necessarily targeting the high-end phones. This is open. It's unlimited to any phone, provided it's above 10,000 shillings. Yeah. So I'll just give you a practical example. So if you get a device of 20,000 shillings and you choose a 3-month payment model, you pay as low as 7,000 shillings per month. So in total interest, what you've paid in 3 months is about 1,000 shillings. Yeah. Compare that, for example, with some of the, you know, the lending solutions out there. Yeah. That's what you'd probably pay in a month, 30 days. And the good thing about it, for example, if you picked a 12-month model, you come into some quick cash, you can immediately pay off whatever device or outstanding balance that is on the product and basically break off your installment plan. And again, the limit is opened up to you so that you can do more. So it's ideally cuts across. So from your mass market to your, you know, to your high-end phones, depending on what.
I practically write about phones for a living. Why am I learning about this now? Why don't you guys scream from there? Actually need to scream from the rooftops about it. Because when I hear, we go to lots of these Samsung launches, like in Naya, we go to at least two of them from the mobile division and at least two from the other guys who do consumer electronics, TVs and washing machines. Uko chini tunasikianga. Also, you can get devicing from APSA, these guys. And it's never been broken down like that. So you really need to make a lot more noise about it. And also, that's the only way we can tell listeners to this podcast and the people who read our articles about it. Because penye tunaenda, beza simu, and when you say device financing, at least for me, what comes to mind, high net worth individuals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We never think about anything above 10K. And also that speaks to a lot about our Kenyan culture. So if someone is listening to this and you're someone who works at APSA and you oversee all of these things, what will you advise them regarding device financing? Because by nature, I'm one of those many Kenyans. We fear things to do with banks and financing.
Yes.
Yeah. So how, like, what are the tips? How will you educate us? Because ukisema APSA and then you say getting a advice on financing, that sounds scary. But the way you've broken it, like I can come, get a 12K device and I'll have paid it off in 3 months. Sounds very nice. And yeah, so how will you talk to me? Because that's the reason why we've had lots of Shylocks and other people mushroom who charge crazy interest rates.
Yes. So I think I'll pick from your first point in terms of shouting out, and something that we are working closely with the likes of Samsung to make sure, as much as yes, when the new device is launched, we are hyping that up. But again, are we also speaking to other devices that are out there in the market, your 20K, your 10K phones? So Tuko Mashinani, we're having our teams also talking to our customers. We're also going to the different retail shops, ensuring that even when we are branding, we're breaking it down for you all the way down to the cost. Yeah, so we break it down. If you take 100,000, this is the expected repayments. We are very also transparent about our costs so that even our customers can be able to know what they're getting into and they're happy with the solution. Secondly, it's a revolving solution for you. Yeah, so it's not something you take one off and you disappear. Once you pay it off, the limit is sitting with you, giving you that flexibility to decide and manage your expenses. Yeah, which makes life easier for our customers. So that is one thing that we are really passionate about, and we try to make sure that we communicate the same to our customers. Yeah.
Interesting, because one of the criticisms we've had for about Samsung over the past year has been the pricing for the A series has been up there. But that one could have been noted a little bit,
yes,
if we knew solutions like ours exist. I'll come to Badili. What will you give me as tips to come and trade in my phone to you? Yes, there are those who will come because they've seen the latest Samsungs and they want, and they have an older Samsung. I'm like, if I get the Z Fold, I have no use for the previous generation that I've been holding on to. But beyond that, why will I trade in my device?
Correct. So again, there are multiple ways to look at it. First, it's trade-in is not limited to your higher-end models only, right? So first we encourage you to come in with even your old phone that's been lying in the desk or the drawer since the last 6-7 years. We buy any phone that was launched after 2017, right? So any of your old A series or anything, if you just come with it, you might think it's trash, but it really is cash, right? So we expect you to walk into these stores whenever Samsung launches any model, whether it is a 15,000 shillings phone or it's 250,000. So one, it enables you to just sort of treat that trash as cash. Second, there's a huge climate angle. I mean, now all of us know a lot about the way we as a humankind want to move towards carbon neutrality. Every single phone that you sell, which is right now in your drawer or desk, principally will save about 86 kilograms of carbon emission. Why is that? Is because Badili, after you sell the phone, will enable another Kenyan consumer to buy the same phone, but it would not have any defaults. It would just look as good as new. So from a trade-in point of view, one, walk into any of these Samsung stores, trade in any of your device, irrespective of how old it is. And just use this opportunity. In terms of tips, we don't really care if you have the box. We don't really care if your phone is broken. It can be dead. You will still get some cash for it. It can be glass broken. It does not need to have a camera. It does not need to have a functional keypad. So whatever the condition is, we pretty much can, enable you to have some sort of value for it.
Okay, that last bit is very important, because when I think trading, I think Badili, I think my phone needs to be very much in mint condition, no dents.
That's not the case at all. So yeah, you can walk in with any condition of your phone and you'll still get a lot of value for that.
Interesting. Now I'll check around. Any last words for our listeners?
You're welcome to visit any of our APSA branches. Talk to our colleagues in the branches. They should be able to tell you how you can be able to take advantage of the buy now Lipa Pole Pole solution with APSA. And this can be opened up from items like Samsung phones. We are talking also about your urgent or emergency bills, for example, hospital bills. It's open to all those sort of solutions that you want to be able to finance. Karibuni APSA.
Buy more Samsung phones.
I think last one for me is just to let customers know that we are actually giving them options, so you don't have to have the full funds to buy a Samsung phone. We have come up with programs to ensure that we bring affordability to customers in a comfortable way that you're able to pay for your products. And that's why we have like-minded partners that we've been talking to here today. And again, not limited to flagship. Yes, we are talking about the Z Fold and Z Flip today, but this is again open to all Samsung products and not just mobile phones. We've got tablets, we've got our wearables, which are the buds, the watches, you know, all this are available on Buy Now, Pay Later platform. And we also run other programs in our retail stores that enable you to purchase devices at an affordable way. So Samsung is for everyone.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. That was your last word. We have our last words here and it might include some questions. So yes, my colleagues will take over.
Well, I don't really have a question, but actually, thank you so much for, you know, just granting us this, you know, interview and this podcast, basically discuss the device financing. We actually learned a lot of new things, like, you know, I can actually go and get a phone from 10,000. Like, you know, as Chenze said, you know, we were thinking about, of course, high-end devices, foldables, you know, the S-series and all that. So we get quite interesting insights. And of course, we're looking forward to actually having this conversation, you know, when the next S-series comes up. So, yeah.
Or the fee.
Oh, yes.
The question I had, I'm just sorry I'm asking it after you have already given your last word, but competition is offering 0% deposit, 0% checks or you walk to their shop, you take your phone, 0% deposit, pay in small... what are they called? Monthly installments. So what are you guys doing to counter that? Because if I can get competition telling me you walk into a store, walk out with a phone, you don't have to carry cash, how will you compete with that? Yeah.
Okay. We also do have solutions that and on promotional basis where we can be able to extend from time to time installment offerings for as low as even 0%. And again, even when you use your card and pay within 30 days for the amount, the full amount you've purchased, you don't pay any interest. So that saves you money. So 30 days, zero interest. You stretch your payment, that's when you're able to pay interest. But again, you can always look out for promotion partner offers that we have with the different, like Samsung, if you're having a 0% offer, make sure that you're always checking out to take advantage of that. And also some good deals, because when we have this partnership, we also come with discounts. Yeah.
Thank you.
So I hope if you're listening to this, it has been informative and insightful. And we hope to have these guests back the next time Samsung has a bunch of new phones, foldables, whatever direction you guys take. And hopefully when Badili is now expanded to Rwanda or wherever past Tanzania. Yeah. And when now APSA has a bigger expanded portfolio for so many things that they can finance. And also for more consumer insights and education. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.